I'm only 23 years old, but when I turned 17, all these weird things are happening, same as a guest speaker. And at first, I really thought I really kind of was losing it, and I was thinking about going to speak to a doctor, but I was moving around a couple of houses, and I noticed that whatever house I was living in, the roommates were affected by it. And then soon after that, I joined the service. I served overseas in Baghdad, and it even followed me over there. And if anyone is familiar being based out there, you're either walking on dirt or rocks inside the base. And I was living in tents, and it's cordoned off by concrete barriers so that, you know, mortar attacks come in. If it lands on the other side of the barrier, then, you know, you have some kind of protection. And I was in a corner to where it just, by coincidence, just the tent areas I was in, a lot of my battle buddies started talking about there's this dark figure walking around, and you know, I was starting to wonder if it was from me. And what it would do was, when I was sleeping in the tent at night, is it would walk back and forth in front of me, and I could hear the rocks, like you can hear the noises. And one night, not to wake anybody up, I mean, you got to think, I have all these weapons, and you know how Mr. Veen was talking about earlier, when these things, when they can, if, you know, it's possible for them to really harm you.
Oh, sure.
I grab my weapon, I grab one magazine, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I grab my night vision, and I ran out outside of the tent, and I saw it, and, you know, I chased it, and that happened. So I went through all these experiences, and then God bless his heart, my father passed away. While I was in Iraq, I got the Red Cross message, and only then, at that time, after my father passed away, all these things stopped abruptly. You know, I just kind of figured that it probably ended because of that.
Maybe so. Maybe that was tough. That was tough for you, wasn't it?
It was.
All right.
So I definitely feel for everybody that goes through that. But thanks for having me on, George.
All right. Thanks for sharing that story with us. That took some guts. Don't forget our prayer on Fridays. Use your consciousness. Take care of people who need it. Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George.
This can't be.
Being put on hold, George.
Is this you, Oscar?
This is me, George.
Well, it's been years. Where have you been?
Not get permission to talk about demons tonight without my authorization.
Oscar is back after all these years. We thought something happened to you, Oscar.
Oh, where is Tommy, George?
Tommy's taking the night off tonight, Oscar.
I've been very busy, George.
God,
I want you to know that I'm responsible for that volcano in Iceland. And Yellowstone's going to go very soon, George.
You enjoy this, don't you, Oscar? You enjoy catastrophe.
I am the definition of evil, and I want you to know, every one of your listeners, I will eventually possess because I get what I want, George.
God, you creeps me out. I'm going to have to let you go, Oscar. You creep me out.